This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today was the first day of school in Lafayette, Louisiana, for locals and for more than 4,000 students displaced by Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Claudio Sanchez was there for the opening bell.
The school day at Lafayette High School started at 7:05.
The counselors, and that would be right down the hall.
The buses were packed, the hallways were packed, it was loud. And the school mascot, a life-size stuffed lion in the main lobby, looked a little bit out of place, just like some of the new kids that Lafayette High has taken in. Nearly 300, all of them victims of Hurricane Katrina. Garrett Wax, 15, is one of them. His old school, Holy Cross High School in New Orleans, was nearly demolished by the flooding after Katrina. Garrett, a short kid with freckles and glasses, is waiting in the auditorium this morning for his schedule. He says he's feeling a bit nervous.
Because this is the first co-ed school since sixth grade I've been in. Been going to school with boys, it's kind of new. Different.
Different how, I ask?
Going to school, girls getting up, making sure I'm looking good. I haven't done that in a while because I just roll out of bed, put my uniform on, and walk out the door.
A little before 8 a.m., a paramedic team pulls up to the school's main entrance. Dr. Virgil Fulcher, an assistant principal, is there to deal with the situation.
Did something happen?
We just had somebody with a seizure this morning. That's just routine.
If it was stress-related, it was probably an assistant principal, says Fulcher, laughing. By mid-morning, administrators are patting themselves on the back. The first day is going pretty well. It's been a dry run of sorts for the new students, finding their classes, getting to know their way around this huge school of 2,400 students. Teachers were asked not to single these kids out in class for fear that this would stress them out a little. Laura Domain, a veteran administrator, though, has had to deal with a lingering problem, stressed out parents.
I've had numbers of parents come in, close the door, and begin crying, and they say, I can't let my children see me crying. They just, you know, please help me make my child's life normal.
Domain says it's going to take time. The emotional problems that many displaced students themselves are experiencing are profound. Today, their first day of school, Domain says you could see it in their sullen behavior, their blank stares, their silence.
These kids are real stressed about the fact that they don't know where all their friends are. Everybody left town and went in a different direction, and I'm hoping that this is a temporary situation and that they will go home. But in case they don't, we're preparing for them.
Lafayette High School has prepared well, and it's getting help. A town in Alberta, Canada, for example, has adopted the school and is sending a plane load of school supplies later this week.
Here we are in the school cafeteria in Lafayette High School. It looks like this is the third shift now for kids' lunch. They had to schedule at least three because of the influx of at least 300 kids, new kids, from the New Orleans area. Even though it's not as crazy as some cafeterias I've been to, this is going to be a very difficult and very crowded year for these kids. One very important part of having these kids blend into this setting is that that's what they're looking for. That's what counselors and teachers and parents want. They want these kids to blend in, to feel like everything is back to normal. Because in the end, that's what's going to bring them back, to bring them back to the reality that they must face outside of this school. It's a place for now that can at least allow them to lose themselves in the everyday chaos of a typical American high school. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Lafayette, Louisiana.
There are photos and more information about Lafayette High School's preparations for its new students at our website, npr.org.